Agriculture and the natural resources sector saw the biggest jump in wages in 2023, according a report released by the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario, FAO. The nonpartisan FAO published a report on February 28 that reviews the performance of Ontario labour's market in 2023. Agriculture was the industry with the fastest pace of job gains last year, easily recording the strongest annual wage rate increase at 19.6%. The average hourly wage rate in 2023 was $25.90. The natural resources sector came next. Those lumped into the forestry, fishing, mining, oil and gas industries experienced a 10.1% raise, on average, in 2023 compared to the previous year. The average hourly rate is $44.60 for people working on those industries. Coming next in wage increases were the manufacturing, 7.8%, professional, scientific and technical services, 6.7%, and transportation, warehousing, 5.9% sectors. Of the 16 major industry groups, the FAO said 12 industries saw their average hourly wage rate increase faster than inflation. By industry, people flocked to jobs in healthcare and social assistance, up 37,600 or 4.0%. Wages in this particular field increased slightly above inflation at 4.0%. Wages for workers in the information, culture and recreation industry declined by 1.0%. Overall, Ontario's labour market moderated in 2023 with employment increasing by 183,200 jobs, 2.4%, after 2 years of record job gains. The annual unemployment rate in the province inched up from 5.6% in 2022 to 5.7% in 2023. Those in their prime working years, 25 to 54 years old, had the fastest pace of job gains at 2.7%. Their labor market participation rate reached a record high of 88.3% in 2023. Employment in the public sector rose at a slower pace than the private sector, 1.6% versus 3.3%, in 2023, after recording faster job gains the previous 2 years. Ontario ranked sixth among Canadian provinces for job growth in 2023 at 2.4% compared in 2022. All major cities in Ontario saw an increase in employment in 2023 with the exception of Hamilton, minus 1.1%, and Oshawa, minus 1.0%. Windsor led the way at 8.2%, followed by the Ontario side of the Ottawa-Gatineau region at 5.7%, and Kingston at 5.1%. Thunder Bay was in the middle of the pack at 3.4%. Sudbury experienced marginal job growth at 1.8%. Young workers had the slowest pace of job growth in 2023. With a 4.7% increase in male youth employment offset by a 1.2% decline in female youth employment. The number of self-employed Ontarians declined by 9,800, minus 0.9%, last year, the third drop in the past 4 years. Self-employed workers accounted for 13.6% of total employment in 2023, the lowest segment of workers since 1991. Following 2 years of wage growth lagging inflation, the average hourly wage of Ontario workers increased by 5.1% in 2023, above the 3.8% Consumer Price Index, CPI, inflation rate. Wage growth was above inflation in all major demographic groups and types of employment except part-time workers. The FAO provides independent analysis on the state of the province's finances, trends in the provincial economy and related matters important to the Legislative Assembly of Ontario.